Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine every week, is the ever-popular Nobody. Handful of things to get to, probably a fairly quick one this week, as when you don't leave the house, it's hard to find material. Two douchebags this week. Two different sides of the world. Kind of. What should I start out with first? Alright. We'll start out with the bigger story nationally. That's Ryan Lochney. Ryan Lochney is a bro. He's also a swimmer. He's like, if Michael Phelps wasn't around, he would be, like, one of the best. I don't really know his medal count. He's one of the best swimmers. So, the swimmers go over with the rest of the Olympic teams. They go over to Rio. Is it Rio? Where are the Olympics? Brazil? Wherever the Olympics are. Whatever backwards-ass country they're in. So Ryan Lochney and his bro friends, they go get drunk. They get drunk. They get rowdy, like bros do. And then they tell reporters that they were robbed at gunpoint. Ryan Lochney does. I didn't hear any of the other guys' testimonies or whatever. But Ryan Lochney tells authorities, tells reporters that he and his friends, he and his teammates, were robbed at gunpoint. Okay. It's a little odd. Then the IOC, International, you know, some, the Olympic Committee, they were like, listen, we're not saying we don't believe him. We would just, you know, like to hear more about this. We want to see the video. We want to review everything before we, but Ryan Lochner, you can do us a favor and just stay in the country. Problem is, by the time they released that statement, he was already home, you know, because that's what people who are telling the truth do. They flee the scene always. So then it gets back to America. Says he may have exaggerated. Then the video footage comes out. Here's what actually happened. These dudes got wasted, started peeing at a gas station, like all around, like anywhere that's not a toilet. They broke a door. They broke one of the soap dispensers in the bathroom. And then security came, saw a bunch of drunk Americans, told them to have a seat, and wanted them to pay for the stuff that they damaged. Okay. A, that's not being robbed. B, being robbed would be, you know, if they take something that's yours. If you go destroy something, then, you know, people wanting money for things you destroyed is not exactly being robbed. All right? What is the deal? Why can't you just say we were drunk, we got rowdy, we're sorry? Now he says he's sorry. Now that he sat down with Matt Lauer. But I'm just wondering now, it's probably been said somewhere along the lines, but I haven't really, I've been watching my own news recently. I haven't been paying attention to what the actual thing is, what's actually being covered besides the top trending topics on Twitter. What in case Ryan Lochner was black? Would he be dead? He'd be dead, right? He would be dead? Shot dead on sight? If this was the basketball team and this happened, all we'd hear on the news is thugs, hoodlums, chicanery, all this. But since they're white bros, you get the, oh, they're kids. They're just kids. They made a stupid mistake because they're kids. It's funny. Trayvon Martin was a kid. Ryan Lochner's 31 years old. Or he's 32 years old. He's older than me, and I'm not a kid. Even though I behave like one on my podcast. How can you be somebody who makes it to the Olympics and is that big of a douchebag? I can understand if you're a basketball player, because basketball is basketball. Swimming is a sport that doesn't have, like, it's not like people grow up and they're like, well, all right, people have grown up and said, I want to grow up to be a swimmer. But, you know, a lot more people grow up saying, I want to be a basketball player, I want to be a baseball player, I want to be a football player. There's no, like, swimming isn't on ESPN every Sunday. It might be on one of ESPN's sister stations, but it's not on ESPN every Sunday. The only two people that are famous from swimming is Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochner. No one even knows the rest of the guys on his team. And, is Bruce Jenner a swimmer? No, Bruce Jenner's a runner. Caitlin, I'm sorry. I deadnamed. Well, I didn't deadname because I was talking about the Olympic trials of Bruce. So yeah, why aren't people talking? Well, where's Black Lives Matter? Why aren't people talking about that Ryan Lochner is only alive because he's white? It's a double standard that gets set. It's a double standard that gets set. It's not fair, and it's not right. And Ryan Lochte, I mean, listen. I saw some clips from his reality show on YouTube. This guy is like the definition of bro douchebag. They asked him to define Ryan Lochte. He said Ryan Lochte. He's shame, and he, you know how stupid he made America look? Like, still, nobody knows why. Why the lying? You're a famous athlete. You've got endorsements. If you got drunk and broke some stuff, pay for it, motherfucker. I don't understand. I get drunk, I break things, I pay for it. Well, I don't get drunk. Because I'm not an asshole. International incident because this guy decided to lie for reasons we don't know about yet. I just would love to know why the lies. All right. Moving on to another douchebag. Douchebag for different reasons. Douchebag on purpose. This guy is a douchebag because he wants to be a douchebag. He's not a douchebag because he's a bro. Next up, Conor McGregor. Man, I hate this fucking guy. And not in the sense where, listen, I understand that when you're selling a fight, the UFC 200 just happened, or was it 202? I don't know what it was. UFC 202, or 201. Anyway, McGregor fought Nate Diaz. McGregor just says things. And he says things to piss people off. But at the same time, when you're plugging a fight, when you're promoting a fight, one of the reasons people have to pay for that on pay-per-view is they want to see you get beat up. So you be like a hated guy, and you make people want to tune in to see you get beat up. And then you either prove them wrong, or you get beat up. Me personally, first of all, I don't like UFC. I have no interest. I've said this before on the podcast. I'll say it again. I have no interest in watching people beat each other up till one person dies. I'm from Brooklyn. I know a lot of neighborhoods that I can go see fights for free right now. I'm not going to pay on pay-per-view. It's a lot more entertaining when it's in the streets. I'd rather go on YouTube and watch bum fights. You know, watch a couple of bums fight over a cheese sandwich or something. I mean, seriously. And then when you tell people you don't, like, as a guy, when you tell people you don't watch UFC, they look at you like, you know, turning your penis right now. Like, oh, how do you not watch it? I'm sorry that I'm not that brutal. And the whole thing's a work. You think Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz didn't have the plan to throw water bottles at each other? You guys got worked. That's the whole thing. And he won? Fuck that guy. And, I mean, besides the fact that he said he can beat up the whole WWE locker room, listen, I know what they do in the ring is pretend, but they're not exactly pussies. And this guy weighs 100, his weight is 145 pounds. That's his weight class. He got up to 170 to face Diaz. Listen, good. He's a good fighter. I'm not saying he's bad at his job. I'm saying I don't get the whole movement of America with you people and the brutality. You want to watch people get beat up? I don't want to watch people get beat up. And when people are getting beat up, I want to call the police. I don't want any of that. And like, they can fight, they fight, there's blood, let's break each other's legs, but we have 5-minute rounds and we have a referee. Oh, don't choke him. Let him get up for the 10 count, you know what I'm saying? Put him in the octagon with nobody, and how about the guy who walks out first wins? They should really have steel cage match rules in the octagon. That's what they should do. The winner should be the one that escapes. Because who the fuck wants to stay in there and get their ass beat all night? Those fights are 5-minute rounds. It's 5 5-minute rounds. It's like 20, or I think it's 3-minute rounds. It's 5 rounds. It's like less than 20 minutes. And they look like they're fucking... They look like they just got through a night with Bill Cosby and fucking Charlie Sheen all beat up and cracked out. But I know what McGregor's doing. McGregor's planning his future. Listen, you can only get hit in the head so many times before you start saying, I can get paid a lot more for pretending to get hit in the head. I think I'm going to do that. But UFC is going in a different direction now. And that's because they sold it. I know Dana White is still the managing guy. He's still in his same role, but he's no longer the owner of that company. He's just the guy who pretends he's the owner of the company. And, you know, listen, lost all respect for Dana White once you see him at the fucking Republican National Convention, you know? You just lose all respect for the man. So Conor McGregor beat Nate Diaz. They tied up their series 1-1. Now, he told Diaz, if Diaz wants a rematch, he's got to come down to 145 because that's Conor McGregor's weight class. Again, Conor McGregor's deal is, I'm going to make you hate me to sell the fight so you can watch me get beat up. It's not working with me. And I'm telling you, with all the suspensions, all the drug tests, John Jones gone, Lesnar just got suspended. I mean, not like he cares. He doesn't care about anything. He doesn't give a shit about your kids. And I think it's hard to say that the people who bought UFC are 100% going to keep it in the same direction it's going. Dana White can only steer the ship so much. They're a profitable company. They make a lot of money. But the second they don't make that much money, they're not going to have as much to give people to get their asses beat inside the octagon. Just not something that's going to happen. That's just being somebody who's... That's not being a UFC fan. That's being somebody who's worked for businesses before that have been purchased. Mergers and stuff. They never end up being exactly the same. So what's next? What are they going to do? Maybe they'll raise the price of the pay-per-view a little bit. Maybe they'll do less pay-per-views. Maybe they'll do some TV show. Either way. I mean, it just shows where America is. You know, that people want to watch brutalness. I don't even like boxing. I don't want to fight for sport. I fight for survival. I would only fight if I needed to live. If I feared for my life. In school, in sixth grade, I pushed some kid against the wall. And he walked towards me. I thought he was going to hit me, so I swung. I missed badly, and then I got pummeled in the middle of the cafeteria in front of the entire school. You know what's weird about that? Nobody interfered. Nobody stepped in, and nobody broke it up. It was exactly like UFC. Exactly. Besides, we had our shoes on. The brutal fighting. But we can't have our shoes on? That fucking bugs me out, man. I would just step on your foot. I don't get the barefoot contessa lifestyle. I don't get it. They should have combat shoes on. So they can kick. Like those karate fucking, like the things that Eric Bischoff wore when he was having a match with, like, Vince Russo or something in, like, Nitro in, like, 2000 or something. He's got these guards so he can kick, but they're not really shoes. It's like a karate thing. It's like a jiu-jitsu thing. Whatever. The case may be. So in sixth grade, I had my own taste of UFC. Imagine there's a cafeteria full of students. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. It's a whole school. It's in Brooklyn. It's not one of these, like, under... There's people here. There's a lot of students. This kid's on top of me. Pummeling me. At least 4 straight shots to the dome piece. I tried to cover up. I couldn't even cover up. And then he gets off me. So I'm laying on the ground. I'm not, like, knocked out at all. But I'm laying on the ground, like, because it's sixth grade and I like attention. And I'm thinking maybe somebody's going to come up to me and ask me if I'm knocked out. Maybe a teacher, a principal, something. Nothing happened. I went back to class. It wasn't even a thing. What was I? That was sixth grade. I was like 11. Came home and I told my friend Hector about it. And he had a talk with that guy's older brother on Friday. And then that kid came on the... This happened on like a Monday or Tuesday. The Friday that came up, my friend Hector met me at school. He was 13. He was older than me. I used to hang out with some older kids and smoke weed. And he had a talk with the kid's older brother. And then the kid came over and said he was sorry. And that was it. We were friends before that. He grabbed my book bag. And I don't know. I'm a fucking punk kid, man. You know? I don't blame that kid for punching me. He should have. McGregor. Lockney. Two douches. Two assholes. McGregor's at the point, like, I would not buy a UFC pay-per-view because I don't want to make his business better. I don't want to give him my money. Therefore, he ain't winning me over. He's not over with me. All right. Got a second half. I got some stuff to talk to, I think. I hope. We'll see. We'll get to more when we come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from The Andy Dare Show, just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter, at Jay Porks, on Instagram, at Jay Porks, and on Facebook, at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here, it's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. Okay. The music headlines are light this week. Metallica, Hardwired, to self-destruct. It's going to be available everywhere November 18th. Metallica has new music, and they got a new song, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend I listen to it. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Jay, you had all night. You could just play it and tell us how it is. You need me to think for you? You don't need me to think for you. But, yeah, rough week. Not a rough week. Things happened. On Monday, I was at the Barclays Center for Monday Night Raw. That was fun. Shoutouts to Matt hooking me up with that ticket. Yeah. It's in Brooklyn in the Barclays Center. I mean, I just can't.
Damn.
See, what I was doing there, I was trying to load up a soundbite, and I got hit with an ad. That's mad annoying.
Oh!
Yes. Glorious domination. I fucking love it. Okay, big week at the Barclays Center, NXT on Saturday. I'm not going into a play-by-play because I've asked you, I want to do a wrestling podcast and I can't because I don't have time. I can barely do this podcast. But if anyone has like a house that I could bring all my stuff to once a week and we could, or once every 2 weeks, and we could break down everything WWE, I'd love that. Saturday, NXT in the Barclays Center was awesome. Sunday, SummerSlam at the Barclays Center was less awesome. Raw on Monday was ad-libbed on the fly because of injuries. But before Monday Night Raw, something happened to me that was, well, glorious. Here's what happened. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned I wanted to be a video guy. I said, I don't see why I can't do it like my heroes, the What Culture guys, Adam Blompier and Adam Pacitti. That's what I said. That's what I said. I might have thrown Jack the Jobber and King Ross in there too. But the point is, the What Culture dudes, they do these top 10 lists on YouTube, and it's fucking hilarious. So I'm always watching these things at my house. And they do these little like wrestling recaps too, and they make it entertaining. So me and Matt are in Shake Shack across the street from the Barclays Center at about, I want to say 6:30. And I look at a table, and I see we're being invaded by the Brits. The British are coming. The British are coming. It's YouTube's Adam Blompier. He's in Shake Shack with Pacitti. I was like, holy shit. What are we going to say? What are we going to do? Are we going to go up to them when we're eating? When they're eating? There was a seat outside. I went and grabbed the seat. Matt's online for the food. They're walking out. So I'm like, all right, they're not eating now. Now I'm going to say some shit. So they started, they have a wrestling promotion, WCPW, in England. So I screamed. I'm like, when is WCPW coming to America? And I thought they were going to nod and keep walking. They came over and they came over and shook my hand and were actually open to just talking to me. It was great. My heroes. Not my, you know, yeah. Some dude, I've met members of bands that I haven't been that hyped before. I was like, holy shit. It's the Adams from What Culture. That's awesome. I was like, I'm still like, I woke up and I'm like, oh my God. Dude, after that happened, I was like, have fun topping that, Raw. Nothing Raw can do can top me meeting the guys from What Culture, and I'll put a picture on the notes. I got it on my Facebook, but just like you're saying to yourself right now, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Nobody knows who these people are, even though each video on YouTube gets over 100,000 views. Even though when they live stream things, over 24,000 people tune in to watch these dudes watching a pay-per-view. Got a selfie with them. I was like, you guys going back tomorrow? They're like, yeah. We gotta meet Eric Bischoff for WCPW. Oh, you just throw that in conversation. I gotta meet Eric Bischoff. Oh. Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't say, like, and you? Who are you meeting? Paul Heyman? I'm not meeting anybody. It was great. It was awesome. They were nice. They seemed really receptive. And, yeah. Now when I watch the videos on YouTube, it's like, hey, I met you, dude. Awesome. And Raw was Raw. You know, it's fun. Live events are always fun. When the crowd goes into business for themselves, that's always good. Yeah. So, like, I said that I wanted to live stream my whole life on YouTube. I said, I don't know why I can't be a video guy. I should be a video guy. Then I met the premier video guys. It's good times. And, I mean, and while we're on, I'm just gonna really quick. Again, this isn't a wrestling podcast. I want to have one. But I don't have one now. Social media was buzzing that Brock Lesnar does what he wants. People are like, oh, Brock Lesnar just beat up Randy Orton. He just took off his gloves and he made him bleed and they had to stop it. And that wasn't supposed to happen. He's going off script. Brock Lesnar doesn't care. You guys are worked, man. Do you guys know what it's like to get worked? You guys know it's pretend, right? You and Jericho, you all got worked. So the ending of the main event, the main event of SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer was, and you don't need to know wrestling to, I'm going to break it down in a way where you don't need to know wrestling, because everyone knows who Brock Lesnar is, everybody knows who Randy Orton is. Chicks love Randy Orton because he looks like Channing Tatum jacked on roids. Orton, Lesnar is the main event, you know, because they have no belts, so why not put them on last, you know, devalue every world title we have in this federation. So whatever, they're having a match, Brock Lesnar takes off his gloves and it's funny because he takes off his gloves and he starts elbowing him in the face, like, you could have left your gloves on for that, but anyway, so he starts elbowing Randy Orton in the face, Randy Orton is dripping blood, they stop the match, and people think that that wasn't supposed to happen. They think that that was, like, not the plan. Say, oh, you're not allowed to blade anymore. You can't blade. Blading is when you cut yourself and make it look like you were busted open. He's like, oh, we got it hard way. Hard way is when you get blood for real. Like, when you hit yourself on something. I believe, first of all, you're all worked. Randy Orton's a third-generation wrestler. He told Brock Lesnar, hit me in the face until I bleed. That's what happened. That was the finish. To have the biggest party this summer end in a pool of blood is insane. They wanted to give it like a UFC feel. They wanted you to feel like, you know, this is real. You know, I thought it was real. There was not 1 second. It's a work, guys. And backstage, Brock Lesnar heads backstage. And Chris Jericho is asking Michael Hayes, one of the Freebirds, backstage. He's like, was that the finish? What happened? And somebody said, like, you know, mind your business. And he's like, that's bullshit, man. And then Brock Lesnar came to the back. Actually, I'm gonna get the play-by-play. Because Lesnar and Jericho had an exchange backstage. So they get backstage, and this is from PW Insider's Mike Johnson. He says, there have been a few versions of what happened next floating around since Meltzer's initial report, but the version that has been relayed to me, that most feel is correct, is that Lesnar, perhaps not realizing Jericho was upset, made a comment that exacerbated the situation, with Jericho confronting Brock and even backing him up. It was described to me as someone I spoke to at that point. Each of them waited for each other to throw the first punch, with Lesnar allegedly remarking that Jericho should either punch him or kiss him. It's not surprising that Jericho would be upset over what happened to Randy, given that Lesnar, who has another successful career as an MMA fighter, is known for taking things too far in the wrestling ring and causing real physical harm to his opponent. Pro wrestlers already take plenty of damage, and it's hard to imagine any of them appreciating an opponent who makes them do even risk... who makes them do even riskier than it already is. It's work! Alright, so they were... one of the other stories I had read about this, that was Deadspin. One of the other ways I read this was Jericho and Lesnar were... see, because Chris Jericho thinks that Brock Lesnar went into business, like the fans, went into business for himself, like a mark went into business for himself, and thought that wasn't the finish. And when they didn't exactly tell him that was the finish, they were having a fight, Triple H broke it up, and then they started shoving again, and that's when Vince broke it up and told Jericho, quote, it is all a work, you're being unprofessional. A work is when it is not real. A shoot is when it is real. Also, Brock Lesnar has almost made the NFL. He's made it to UFC. He's been the champion. IWGP heavyweight champion. Here's the thing about Brock Lesnar. He's an asshole. He's a dickhead. Yes. He only cares about getting paid. Yes. But he's a professional. He's not going to take liberties. When you're out there doing fake wrestling, you put your body in the other guy's hands. You can't let them, you can't like have somebody who just takes liberties with you. That you get fired. If you do that once, you get fired. Remember Perry Saturn walking around with a mop? You know why he was walking around with a mop? Because he beat some dude up in the ring. That was punishment. So anybody who thought that SummerSlam ended, like, ad-libbed, like that wasn't the exact plan. Shane takes it at five. Like, that wasn't the exact plan. You people got worked. Fucking marks, man. I mean, really. I had on Taz. Taz has a radio show now. So they put him on after SummerSlam on WFAN. This is the... You know how when Donald Trump says stupid shit, people always say the party of Lincoln, you know, because Lincoln was a Republican. They're like, I can't believe this is coming out of the party of Lincoln. All right. Taz was on the radio station that Mike Francesa is on, okay? The station of Francesa. And they let Taz on to have a wrestling show. Cool. I turn it on. And Taz is like, you can't tell me that was the ending. You can't tell me that was the finish. Taz, you're a mark, man. I mean, listen, the only possible thing that could have happened at the end of that that may not have been planned is maybe Randy lost too much blood. But if you're telling me that they didn't plan to bleed, you're crazy. This is a publicly traded company. And you know what's great? Since I started, like, kind of tuning in back, like, a year ago, all people complain about is how PC things are. And then they see blood and they're like, oh, what? PC, I'm sorry, not PC. It might be PC, but it's actually PG. They, oh, things are so PG, they're for the kids, they need to get more raunchy. Yeah, and then as soon as you see blood, you're like, oh, I thought this was a children's product. There are kids watching all that blood, yada, yada, yada. What do you people want? Do people want things? This is why we can't have message boards. So people like you. And I don't know what else is happening. Fucking work, man. All right. I signed up. I'm trying to win Prophets of Rage tickets for next week at Barclays Center. Barclays Center is closer to my house than the Garden is to my house. And Barclays Center is in Flatbush. Well, it's on Flatbush. Yeah, Garden's Times Square. Not Times Square. Garden's before Times Square. It's 34th Street. It's like, I think, six train stops from the ferry. Barclays Center is like three train stops from the ferry. It's just a different train going the other way. And I could actually fuck around. And if I wanted to, I can take the R train. I could take a train to Bay Ridge since I'm already in Brooklyn. And get on the 79. And take that, right? The 79 goes from Bay Ridge to Staten Island. It's an express. It's a select service bus, which means it only goes to a handful of stops. About 15 stops and a 45 stop. Radius. Could have did that. There's options. Guys, I hope you understand that I am really, really struggling without a job right now. We are 14 days away, I believe, until I return to work. And I couldn't be more ready. This will probably be the only year I'm ready to go back. Because next year I'll be getting paid to be off. Or if I work, I won't be getting paid. But you know what I mean. Well, I'll be getting paid to work, not getting paid to stay home. But next summer, actually, I'm actually planning it for during the Christmas break. Like, I'm definitely down to go to one of these legal weed states. Because when I'm working, especially this year. Last year was my first couple of months on this job. this year I'm going to be running an after school program. I'm going to be doing the aftercare programs. I'm going to be at school basically from 8 to like 6 every day, which means there'll be less money. I'll be spending less money because when I work that long, I can't even stay up past 8 o'clock. If I walk in my house at 6 o'clock from being at school at 8 o'clock, I can't even function. So I'll be going to sleep. I'll be not spending money. And I'll be saving my money to go to a legal weed state. Be saving my money to move out of my fucking house so maybe I can have a place to record my podcast every week. If I had my own apartment, I would live stream my fucking life. All I want to be is the Adams from What Culture? Alright. It's light, man. And without being... Like, I was... Me and Matt, we were at Raw. And Matt, I know from Primo Pizza. Well, he's winding down. By the time this goes on the air, he probably would have worked his last shift at Primo. But he writes for the Staten Island Advance now in the sports section. So we went, and he's telling me, you know, telling me about work, and I'm just like, yo, I don't miss at all being a waiter. I don't miss it. I have no money, and I'm still so fucking happy. I couldn't be in a better place than I am now. I go to social events. I was at the baby shower the other day. Was at Raw last night. I socialized with Pacitti and Blompier. I'm a social butterfly. But it's not, none of these things yielded material. I used to have like customers and I used to be able to make fun of them. That's what I used to do. I can't do that now. I keep having to pause this to not let my cat in my room because, long story short, don't leave candy around your room because then you have to spray chemicals. And that was my day yesterday. And that was fucking annoying. And I had the sickest headache in the world, and I'm not sure if I was high from spraying shit or what. But it was an annoying Tuesday. But, okay, I'm gonna leave. Let me get up on out of here. But before I do, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're gonna get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. Also go to headquarters. Dara Network headquarters. That's at andydara.com. That's where you get all your Dara Network podcasting needs, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, whether that's the flagship show, The Andy Dara Show, whether that's a big slice of Jesse Unplugged or the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Porks podcast. You can get them all at andydara.com. New noise every week. Keep it locked. Keep it updated. Also, ChristinaRocks.com. Hang the DJ. 89xradio.com every Sunday morning. Throwing it back. Old school alternative. It's good times. Tweet at her, at Christina Rocks, no H. Go to a website, Christina Rocks, no H. Tell her she is the coolest cucumber in the salad. Heart J Porks. And of course, every week, the headlines, you know, that Metallica thing. Every week, the headlines are powered by Antiquiet. And of course, before we get up on out of here, for all you people that are depressed, for all you people that are like me and can't find any happiness in life, I will read for you, as we do at the end of every podcast, 538.com's election forecast, according to Nate Silver, the Nowcast. There is an 85.4% chance that Donald Trump will not be president. If everything else is going wrong, at least that's going right. Till next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. late.
This has been the Jay Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.